This is Lisa Schmidt, and it's time for another Letter from a Land of Grass. I was invited to talk to educators about how business principles for success apply to them. At first, I thought asking a rancher and a writer to talk about education is quite a stretch. Then I decided business principles for success apply to all realms of life, business, education, personal relationships, and communities. The goal, after all, is to develop healthy adults, communities, and businesses, physically, emotionally, and intellectually. So I saddled up to think about commonalities among for-profit, financially motivated businesses and nonprofit, service-oriented schools. After all, I think about things best, either in the saddle or in front of broken barbed wire. As I rode along, I thought of 7 principles. 1, remember who the customer is. My customer is the person who eats, not the feedlot, processor, or grocery store. A school's customer is the student, not the teacher, administrator, or parent. 2, people need skin in the game. Each customer needs to know how my product improves his own life. Each student needs to know how her education will improve her own life. Skin in the game is personal and individual, not generic. 3, own your responsibility. Instead of blaming others for problems, control what you can. Overcome obstacles by wielding that control. I don't control the rain, or lack thereof, but I control my reaction to it. 4, treat people the way you want to be treated. Be fair, direct, compassionate, and offer opportunities to grow. A couple of years ago, I bought a horse that would not buck me off. Since then, I've been frustrated by her lack of willingness to turn when I cue her with my leg. I use harsh words and pull her rein to get her to move. Until the other day. I finally realized that she has never been taught that pressure from my leg means I'm asking her to turn. I don't need to be frustrated. I need to train her. Students need to be trained to learn, too, not punished for not understanding. A corollary to this is to treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Practice gratitude. Recognizing good things isn't some cliched, cheesy advice that should be painted on the kitchen wall. This practice changes the internal voice that dictates our worldview. Many of us experience imposter syndrome, that inner voice that says we're really not as good as people think, and they're going to find out that we're faking it. Worse, they will find out soon. We can change that inner voice. So, change it. 5, lead by example. Actions speak louder than words, and people watch more than they listen. When your words match your actions, you have integrity. Integrity earns trust. Trust is fundamental to success. 6, build an effective team. I need experts to process my beef and finance my projects. I also need good horses. Educational administrators need expert teachers to serve students. They also need parents. 7, know how you measure success. My measurement of success is twofold. My land and livestock are healthy, and my customers are satisfied. In education, success is not measured with test results, but with healthy students who move into productive adulthood. As I rode up to the hitch rail, I thought about money as a measure of success. Profit or nonprofit, service or product. Money is a tool, not the end game. We trade money for authority and power, often losing sight of the customer and the goal. Real power comes from developing healthy land, communities, and people. I pressed my leg into my horse. She hesitated, then turned. I'm Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.